your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is October 12th, 2025, and we are rocking and rolling here this evening. Okay, so last week we were very fortunate to have the great Larry Pesavento on our show, and we are going to try and have other really stellar guests here on the show coming up. If we can get the logistics worked out with the guests, we've invited quite a few people, but for some reason they haven't been able to pull it together. So just be patient and we will see who else we can get on the show. All right. So let's see, what do we got here for today? I'm going to go back a little bit to one of my previous comments about connecting to your money. We're going to start with that today. As some of you may know, some of you listening in, we recently had to change our website provider, and that entailed, you know, shutting down the old provider with GoDaddy and, you know, working with a new provider. And, you know, everything sounds really smooth when you get started and the salespeople are slick, for lack of a better word, and that sort of thing. But for the most part, everything went smoothly. But I did also mention, I think it was previous show or two shows ago, that my identity had been hacked. Now, there's a couple ways it could have happened, because I was moving, so I had to fill out applications, you know, to rent new office space and that sort of thing. And please be careful if you ever use Zillow. Now, Zillow has a program where if you're looking to rent space or buy a home, you can fill out all the credit application stuff they need, you know, for you, and they keep it. And then when you want to look at a property, you're already in the system, as, you know, your credit application is already there. So I'm pretty sure that Zillow is not exactly secure, because the data that was breached on my end was all the data that I had given to Zillow. Now, I can't prove this yet, but considering I had a freeze on all three credit reports, and this identity theft occurred in a 3-day period when I had to unlock those credit reports for the Zillow credit application, it's a little coincidental, a little too coincidental for me. However, with that said, that was also around the same time that I was rebuilding my website and had to give the same kind of details to the website providers. Not necessarily a credit application, but, you know, they had the same credit card. So what I found was the last couple months after we started the new website, I started seeing these little $2.99 charges, which I thought were from the new website provider. So today I get an email from what I thought was the website provider saying, oh, well, we can't process your $2.99 because your credit card doesn't work. Well, because I had to cancel all my credit cards after my identity was stolen. Now, my website provider, I did give them a new credit card, so that just made me realize that someone had also gotten into my computer, realized, you know, and copied, you know, my website provider emails. So my long-winded point is that you have to be extra careful these days, all right? So you can't just take it for granted that, oh, yeah, that's part of my website stuff, because it wasn't. So I contacted my website provider and I said, what the heck's going on here? And they said, well, that's not us. So it goes on. And so we're going to nip that in the bud. But now you got to, now just think about this. Let's just say, you know, you're compromised and you get a $2.99 charge and you don't pay attention. And remember, if you guys will remember, a couple months ago, I told you that Facebook was doing this. Now, Facebook was actually charging my account. Erroneously, I did not have any ads on Facebook. I'm rarely on Facebook. I'm just not on Facebook because of this very reason. And I have nothing to say. I don't have kids. I don't have grandkids, basically, that, you know, are on there. They're all grown up and out of the house. So we had to get that taken care of. So now we got the website provider, which looked exactly identical to the other emails I was getting from my website provider, except they had one digit that was different on the account number. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about, connecting to your money, folks. So, okay, so they got the $2.99 for August and September, but they didn't get it for October. Now, you may be saying, which I know some of you have emailed me about, okay, who cares about $2.99? I do. Because if you let that go, then the next thing you know, they're going to hit you up for $299.99 or $2,999.99. This is how these criminals operate. So it's really important for traders to be connected to the very money they want to grow. Now, considering everything was in flux since the end of July, where I had to get a new website provider, and then at the end of August, I had to move, had to find a place and move. I mean, I've really been stressed out. So these few small charges slipped through the cracks until I found out that my identity had been stolen. So now I'm like super, super on top of this. I mean, my radar is out everywhere and I'm scrutinizing everything, even, you know, 100 times more than I do to begin with. So I share this with you folks because I don't want you to be taken advantage of, whether it's $2.99 or $1.88 from Facebook or $3.57 from Facebook and all these miscellaneous charges, because when you let those roll by, then you're not connected to your money. Now you may say, okay, well, again, I don't care about a couple bucks. Well, you should, because when you don't care bucks, that means you wouldn't take profit a couple bucks. This is how it all works, folks, in your mental environment. If you are not on top of somebody stealing money from you for the amount of a couple dollars, then you're going to allow yourself to lose out on profit-taking opportunities to the tune of a couple dollars. Now, when I say a couple dollars, that's a relative term. So it could be whatever that means to you. A couple dollars could be $5. It could be $500. It could be $5,000 or $50,000, depending on each individual trader. So when I talk about these amounts, it's not necessarily the actual dollar figure that I'm giving you, although that is what it was today. But the point is, it doesn't matter what the number is, it's your money. Now, I got a refund for the $2.99 for the last 2 months because that's just who I am. All right? That's $6. That's my money. I work for that $6. And I know a lot of you out there are going, oh my gosh, she is really, really insane. She is really, you know, OCD over this. Yeah, I am, because it's my money. And this is the way you have to approach your money. Okay? I don't know why you guys discount this and you email me or you call me back and you say, I don't know why you're making such a big fuss. I'm making a big fuss because if you let the little numbers slide by that are stolen from you, or the little amounts of profit slide by because it's not a big enough profit, then you're negating the entire process of what it means to be connected to your money. This is a critical element, folks, to you being a real trader and not a fake trader. Fake traders let all these little amounts on their charge cards just happen. Okay, they don't fight it. They don't find out who it is. And then all of a sudden, and a number of you have emailed me and said, oh my God, you were so right. I let all those little amounts go. And then one day I got hit with a big charge. And then the problem is because you didn't fight the small amounts, maybe 6 months goes by, 9 months goes by, then you get a big hit, a big fraudulent charge, and your credit card company will say, well, hey, this has been the same charge going on for 6-9 months. Why didn't you call us right away? And they are not going to give you that money back. This is the real world, folks. Okay? You have 30 days to combat any fraud on your statements, whether it's your brokerage statement or your bank account or anything. So if you're going to let it go and think nothing of it because you're so focused on just getting a big win in the markets, then, you know, I'll be honest with you, shame on you. And you will not become ever a real trader. You will not become a winning trader sustainably. Now, you can say that I'm OCD. That's your prerogative. You may think that, you may believe that, you may discount what I'm saying. I'm telling you, this goes way back to the early days of trading, long before electronic trading. And I can guarantee you, if you were a floor trader and your trades didn't match up with the trader on the opposite of the trade, you stayed there till all night until you figured out what those dollar amounts were to match up. This is what trading is about. Now, I don't. You know, if you're still not clear on this, then, you know, feel free to continue to email me or give me a call at 760-636-4290, because I want to really make this clear to you guys, all right? I want you to be winners. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back and continue on this rock and roll. Okay, so again, folks, I've always been this fussy about keeping track of my money, all right? I was not raised wealthy. We were probably what people would consider lower middle class these days, although everybody I went to school with, except for like maybe one or two wealthy kids, everybody kind of had the same size house and one car and one TV. You know, this is way back when, of course, you know, back in the 70s. I started working from the time I was 14, you know, babysitting. And then I think when I was 16, I got my first job at a lunch counter, a little deli thing. Because I like making money. Yeah, I love money. And I know I've said this to you folks numerous times, but I love money. I love making money. And the more money I make, the happier I am. And I'm sure many of you out there feel the exact same way. And that's a good thing. Okay? It's a good thing. And so to protect that money that I am earning, that I'm working 7 days a week to earn, whether it's as a trader or as a coach or writing my books, I have to stay on top of every single account. My checking, my savings, my CDs. I check in with my banker once a week because I'm with a private bank for you know, a lot of my investments. And then I have a little Bank of America account just for, you know, cash just to get cash out for whatever I'm going to do. But my point being is you have to stay on top of all of this. And if you don't want to do that, then you can't expect to create the mindset of a winning warrior trader. And if you don't want to stay on top of this, and if you want to disregard all these small amounts that just go missing, or there are miscellaneous charges, you have no idea what they are, then how do you expect to be a real trader? How do you expect to accumulate true wealth as a trader? Now, when I talk about true wealth as a trader, let's be clear here, and I know I've been over this before, but I'm going to continue to say this to you folks, because everyone has a different definition of wealth, all right? I know I had a different definition of wealth than Mark Douglas. And even though we were married for a long time, we definitely had to come to terms with our definitions, which did not match up. So we had to come to a compromise. I wanted to be a multimillionaire. He absolutely did not want the hassle of all that, you know, tax-wise, family asking him for money, friends asking him for money, whatever. Because he was so generous, he would have given it all away. So when he would hit a plateau, in terms of our income, that was it, because he knew himself. He knew that he would give away even more than he already did. Now, there came a point where, you know, he was giving a family member who had a drug problem cash. And after about $30,000, I had to take the checkbook away from him. Now, I understood how much he loved this person, but it was interfering with our life and our business. And as difficult as it was, I mean, I guess they used to call it tough love. The bottom line was, you can be generous, but you still have to maintain your lifestyle. You still have to maintain your mindset to be a real trader. And you can't do that if you're constantly disregarding what you're shelling out or what is being taken out of your account. I hope this is becoming a little more clear. Now, I'm not trying to be a downer here, but this is the world we live in. The world is not safe all the way around. Now, you know, I've got my computer, I've got, you know, a VPN network going, but a lot of websites, as all of you probably know, a lot of websites you log into, even just if I log into the newspaper account that I subscribe to, that won't allow the VPN to be in use. So you got to turn that off. So now, you know, you're at a disadvantage. My laptop this morning, I realize, has been compromised. So now I have to go out and buy a new computer and start all over again. So it is what it is. All right. Yeah. Was I ticked off this morning? Absolutely. I was pretty much yelling quite a bit. It was not good. Good thing you guys weren't here. But anyway, my point being is, we have to be on guard ever more so now, especially with AI. And the email that I found out that I thought was coming from my website provider was AI generated from some scumbags, criminals. All right. And that's what they are. You may think that's not Christian words, but they are. They're criminals. They just want to steal. So you have to protect yourself. And we're going to get into this in a moment when I start talking about our new trading journal. So please check your accounts. And if there is any amount on your trading account, your checking account, your savings account, your money market, you know, whatever you got, CDs, whatever investments you have, if you do not know what a debit amount is, find out what it is. Okay? This is your money. You're working hard to create this life for yourself. So take a few moments, make an effort to safeguard your funds. Now, I spent 4 hours today clearing up this $2.99, clearing up where this email came from. Because you know why? It isn't going to happen again. And if it does happen again, I'll know exactly what to do. That's me, okay? That doesn't necessarily mean you have to do that, but that is who I am. And I'm telling you right now, these people, you know, when I got a hold of them, they were really sorry they messed with me. And you can find out who they are. So if you need pointers on that, let me know, because I am pretty tough when it comes to that kind of stuff. So keep that in mind, that this is your money. You want to make money as a trader. You want to be wealthy as a trader, whatever that means to you. Now, being wealthy as a trader could mean just paying off your mortgage, buying a new car. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to have billions of dollars in the bank. I mean, I don't have billions of dollars. I don't even have millions of dollars. But I am wealthy in my definition of what it means to be wealthy. I don't need anything. I have plenty of money to pay my living expenses. I drive a nice BMW. I have a great wardrobe. And I throw great parties, which I'm doing next week. I have plenty of money to do that and still fund my trust funds and my charities. That to me is wealthy. So you have to determine what the word means to you. What when you say, oh, I want to have financial freedom as a trader, which countless numbers of you say to me, what does that mean? What is financial freedom? What's your definition of that? You have to determine that, because it's different for each one of you. And that's okay. You don't have to be a billionaire. You don't have to be a millionaire unless you want to be. And if you do want to be, then you're going to have to manage your money. You're going to have to stay on top of all these little things, because that's how it's done. It's just money management. Do you think in the beginning of their careers, do you think when Bill Gates and Steven Jobs were working out of a garage, do you think they weren't counting every single penny? Of course they were. How do you think they got to where they were? So think about this, folks. You have to be on top of this. You can't slough anything off. You have to make the effort to create the type of trading wealth that you want, whatever that means to you. I've done it. And as I've said to you before, I did it more than once. I did it 10 years ago. I came back from being bankrupt after Mark died, and I lost everything. And people were stealing our books and our copyrights. So I have done it once with Mark together. And because I had done that already together with him, I knew how to do it again by myself. And I'm continuing to do it today, in today's world, when we are all susceptible to being stolen from, or careless, or just not interested, or don't want to make the effort. So make the effort, make the investment in yourself to become a real trader. And I'm here to help you do it. It's not hard. You just have to want to do it. So if you want to do it, give me a call. Send me an email. PaulaTWeb.com, 760-636-4290. That's what I'm here for. I believe in you guys. Let's do it together.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's your finances on a higher power.
Okay, so let's move on to one of our new products, and it's not necessarily new, but it's revamped. It's a new edition, and it's the Disciplined Trader Daily Workbook. Many years ago, Mark and I, well, kind of more me, I'll be honest with you. Most traders keep some sort of workbook where they keep track of their trades. You know, you know, when you got in, and you know, what market you got in, what time you got in, you know, profit, loss, and then a weekly recap. And a lot of traders a lot of floor traders did this way back when, because that's how they kept track of things in many cases. So when we first started coaching traders, Mark didn't seem to think that traders needed any kind of workbook to keep track of their trades. And I said, well, yeah, they do. They need something formalized, not just a, you know, a spiral bound notebook from Walgreens. And so we kind of worked on one together, and we used to make it available in our workshops as part of the workshop materials. And it was very popular. And by 1999, I know it's a long time ago, folks, a lot of people just wanted the workbook, along with, you know, Trading in the Zone or the Disciplined Trader. And so we sold them, and we couldn't keep them in stock. Now, then along came electronic trading, and, you know, that kind of went by the wayside. And a lot of traders said, well, I don't have to do that anymore, or I can do it in a word processing program or an Excel spreadsheet. Well, that's all really good initially, but the bottom line is, and the problem here is that you can type anything you want into the computer, and then you close the file and it disappears. So it's no longer visible to you. And it's when you close a file, it's like, that's done. That's complete. So over the years, we've tried to remind traders that if you want to use something online, some sort of software program or whatever, that's fine. But you need to have it open. You need to be aware of what your results are. And now we've got AI coming on board, which I mentioned a couple weeks ago, and AI programs are literally computer-generated, coded programs, coded by humans, that are simply taking information, snagging information off the internet to self-create programs, allegedly, to now analyze traders' own data for them. Now, that's problematic in many ways. I mean, in today's world of electronic devices and the ease of trading and, you know, online using any platform, it might be easy to assume that keeping a trading workbook would also best be done using some sort of software program. And as I just said, there are AI programs suggesting to traders that they should give their trading data to the AI program for the AI program to complete more complex and complete execution, data collection, and analysis of their own trading. Now, this blows my mind because this suggests that all you traders out there don't have the mental capacity to do that yourselves. Now, think about this for a second, folks. If traders didn't have the brain power to figure out what days of the week they trade their best, what time of day they're at their peak performance, and they can't do their own analysis, then the markets would never have been created. They would not still exist, and they wouldn't be continuing to grow and evolve to this day. Because from the get-go, from the late 1800s, of course, all the way back to the 1700s, which is in my new book, The Sacred Path of the Warrior Trader, this was all started on human brain power. Okay? Human brain power. Not somebody else's opinion. Not somebody else's opinion that coded it into a program, a software program. Okay? So the problem with all of this is that once traders use online programs, including AI, to keep track of their trades, to keep track of their own self-reflective comments about their trading, and then they close those files, that essentially makes them lose all connection to the very trading profits that they want to grow. Because that data has now become invisible and for all intents and purposes no longer exists, except until they experience a large drawdown or several large drawdowns. Now, when that happens, then these traders go back and revisit that data, those data files that, you know, they closed, or they're going to go back and talk to AI and say, hey, what happened? And they're going to be dismayed to find that based on their own data, they're continuing to repeat old limiting trading habits. Okay, habits. So, folks, you got to be really careful here. If you want to be a real trader, keep track of your thoughts before, during, and after trading. Real traders keep track of each trade every trading day. Real traders do their own analysis from their personal trading data to determine what days of the week they do well, what time of the day they would trade well, instead of letting a computer program or some off-the-wall AI determine that for them. Now, come on, folks. You have to ask yourself, how little effort are you going to put into knowing yourself as a trader? Meaning, if you are choosing to use a computer-generated program or AI or whatever to determine how to become a better trader, how does that make you a real trader? When you don't even know what you think, you don't even know what your data is, and you're leaving it up to some program that's coded by someone else or has been taught, a program that's been taught to grab other information off the internet to come back to you and say, oh, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. That's insane. And it's really not very smart. Real traders know exactly what they think and why. Real traders know exactly why they react to market movement. Real traders know exactly what to do at any given moment. Do you really think a computer-generated program, especially using AI, a program, any program developed by a human coder who has their own bias or set of biases regarding market direction, has their own bias or set of biases about what it takes to make a great trader, do you really think that computer program is going to tell you what you think? And that's going to make you wealthy as a trader? Come on. That's insane. I'm sorry, I'm busting your chops here today. But you got to get a grip. You got to get a grip before you lose your entire trading account more than once. Real traders know who they are inside out, what they think, what they feel, what they want to accomplish. They know who they are every single moment while trading. And they don't need a computer program or AI to tell them who they are. So, the importance of using a trading workbook is priceless. As you step into the game of trading, you will be bringing a mindset that has been created, defined, and refined by outside factors. All right? So, as such, your mind has been conditioned to think a certain way to accomplish daily tasks or goals. So, one of the most simple and effective ways to allow your mind to expand and encompass this new endeavor is to write down your thoughts and actions throughout the trading day. Sounds simple, doesn't it? It is. It is when you make the effort. In my work over the last couple decades with traders, you would be surprised. Maybe you wouldn't, but I am always surprised how many traders cannot or will not keep a trading workbook. handwritten, for whatever reasons. Now, the best traders, the most successful traders, know they have to, quote, know what they are thinking at any given moment. And if you want to be the best trader you can be, then you've got to do the same. Start creating the mindset that will take you where you want to go with regard to your trading future. So, the Disciplined Trader Daily Workbook is going to be available at the end of this week. So get a copy, okay? Because this will only benefit you and your trading goals. And this is a process that I continue to highly recommend to all my trading clients. Okay? So you got to think about this, guys. Do you want to be a real trader or a fake trader? And you know, we've talked about this before, what it means to be a real trader, not just in this show, but previous shows. And you have to determine, what does it mean to me to be a successful trader? And those traders that have not defined that refuse to do, to work, to write down, or to use a trading workbook. Now, in the trading workbook, there's going to be 4 sections. And market offers observations, trade execution, self-reflection, and your recap. And it's going to really help you guys out, especially in today's volatile markets. So we're gonna go to a break here very shortly. This is Dr. Paula, paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290, and we will be right back. Okay, as we head into this segment, I want to remind everybody that it's been 1 month only, but 1 month since Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And it's been a journey for many of us, some more so than others, as to how to assimilate this tragedy into our own lives. As I mentioned previously, obviously I did not know him personally, and I really learned more about him after this tragedy happened. And I feel like I missed out on a lot of knowing him more over the years of his journey. And so I have looked into it a little bit, and it turns out that he was a pretty cool character. You know, no college education, started this basically just like Mark Douglas and I did, you know, grassroots, bootstrapping. You know, Mark and I started this whole genre, you know, in a studio apartment for years, and, you know, working 2 and 3 jobs part-time while we got everything up and running just to pay the rent. And so there's an affinity here where, here it is all these years later, and this young man was still doing the same thing to build his dream that our founding fathers did. And it was super cool because we all, you know, nowadays everything's electronic and you got the internet and all this kind of stuff. But he went out door to door. He got on a bus and he went to places and he introduced himself, and he had a human connection, which is what I do here with you guys. Okay. I know a lot of you are amazed when I answer the phone and you're like, oh my God, I thought I was just going to get an answering service or voicemail or something. No, I'm here. I answer the phone. And so I want to remind everybody that you don't have to be a Christian to subscribe to the message that Charlie Kirk was bringing to all of us. And that message was one of, let's have a dialogue. Let's have fellowship. Fellowship to me means I may not know anything about you, but I'm going to listen to you and relate to you in the best way that I can. And I do that as a chaplain with the Riverside County Sheriff's Department when I'm out on critical events. Now, when I say critical events, that means it's a tragedy that's happened. I'm on scene and I may need to comfort people, or I may need to calm them down, or whatever whatever the deputies need, I will be there to facilitate that with the families or the loved ones or even the community at large. So the first thing I will do is listen to what they're saying, and then I will ask them, what can I do for you? And I think that was pretty much what Charlie Kirk was trying to get across, was let's start listening to each other. And you can't start listening to someone else until you listen to yourself. Until you listen to your own thoughts, your own beliefs, your own emotions, until you know who you are as a person, as a child of God, then you can't be of benefit to anyone else. And I think that was part of his message. Now, you don't have to take this as gospel. This is just my personal opinion, which works for me, about this young man that was taken from us way too soon by a bad person. And when I say bad, I just mean, hey, you know, he may have had problems, but he didn't have to murder somebody. But, you know, and I'm not, you know, and let's not get into any of the conspiracy theories flying around, because that has nothing to do with his message. And I think his message, what I take away from his message, is that it's time for all of us to have courage. It's time for all of us to stop being lazy and complacent. And I'm guilty of that. I mean, hey, you know, I make a nice living. Yeah, you know, hey, I don't have to argue about stuff. But the point is, as I said earlier in the show, yeah, I do have to stand up for myself. And if that means standing up for a $2.99 fraudulent charge, that's my truth. Okay? Because that's money that I worked for. That's money I earned. So I just want to just take a moment here and just remind all of you folks that whatever you may have been hesitating about doing or saying or expressing or feeling, just allow yourself to have the courage to do that. Whatever that means. If that means putting on a two lot, then do it. If it means courage to follow your rules without fail, then do it. If it means to embrace your concept of God, then do it. Step into your faith on a higher basis. On a more in with a more intent purpose. So here's a good affirmation. Today I will have the courage to be a disciple of my own rules, whatever that means to me, knowing that brings me closer to my winning warrior trading goals. I believe in myself and know I will achieve any trading goal I set for myself. I know that I may not have all the answers to achieve my highest trading results at this moment, but I know that I am open to learning what I need to, because I know God is with me, directing me every trading day. I am now able to share my trading prosperity with others when I pay myself as a trader, because I feel connected to God and the universe, and the infinite possibilities of creating and sustaining trading wealth. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Charlie Kirk. This is Dr. Paula signing off this week. You can reach me at www.paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290. Wishing you all God's blessings. We will see you next week.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.